Proclamation number 6284 of 14th of June, 1955. Spiritual guides on earth. Jesus Christ. People need guides on earth, for they lack the power of realization to find and travel the right path on their own. They are still blind in spirit. Their eyes don't recognize the path upwards, and therefore they would often go wrong despite their will to reach the right aim. For the depth exerts a greater attraction, which they would also fall prey to without help. I therefore provide them with guides whom they can entrust themselves to but are not forced to follow them. These guides know exactly the right path because they come from above and want to lead everything to where it is light, where they themselves come from. They themselves are full of light but do not know in earthly life that they originate from the kingdom of light, for everything that is human on earth is also subject to the same law. They lack all recollection so that they remain completely free in their decision of will. So also these leaders assigned to people by me, who only differ from their fellow human beings insofar as their whole striving applies to the attainment of a degree of maturity on earth, whereas their fellow human beings have turned their striving towards the world and now first have to be directed towards a different aim. What seems to be in the nature of the former must first be slowly instilled in the others. And it is difficult both for the leader to persuade his fellow human being to do something that is less desirable to him, and for this human being himself to turn away from what is desirable to him and to strive for goods that are completely unknown to him. Yet precisely this is the actual test of earthly life which the human being has to pass. And that it can be passed need not be doubted, because I only demand that from you which can be fulfilled. But now, at my adversary's instigation, guides will offer themselves to the ignorant everywhere, i.e., at all crossroads, because it is his aim to conceal the right path from people such that they will pass it by and strive to where guides who know the way offer themselves to them. But who are completely unsuitable to guide them upwards because they don't know the path themselves. This is why you humans must be on your guard and first check every person who wants to lead you whether he is striving towards the right aim himself. You can certainly do this, for a true leader must lead you past the cross of Golgotha. He must first lead you to the cross so that you may surrender yourselves to the one who died for you on the cross. You must learn from your leader's mouth about the significance of the act of salvation. Through him you must learn to recognize the divine Redeemer's overwhelming love and mercy, and now you must also recognize who he is who died a criminal's death for you and why he did it. A right guide will be able to provide you with this knowledge, and you may also follow him without worry. But a guide who does not know the way will lead you past Golgotha. He may mention the work of the man Jesus in passing in order to awaken your faith in his entitlement to lead you. But you will not receive proper enlightenment about the significance of the act of salvation. You will indeed often hear the name, Jesus Christ, from his mouth, yet not differently, as if he had only been a historical person, whose life and teaching certainly hid an ethical value. The deeper connections, however, are foreign to those leaders. And from this you can test which is the right path and which leader you may trust fully follow. For the way to the aim leads past Golgotha, and there is no other way upwards. But the divine Redeemer himself sends the right guides to meet you. and those who are not sent by him are also not right guides. And thus you will also be able to judge which is the right teaching, only the one which puts Christ's act of salvation first. Only the one who, as redeemed by Jesus' blood, is now permeated by his Spirit and who is therefore entitled and qualified to lead his fellow human beings, because he knows that people first have to hand themselves over to the love and mercy of Jesus Christ before they can continue their path which leads upwards towards me myself, who died on the cross as the human being Jesus in order to redeem you humans. Amen.